USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of coronavirus cases in his state, which had been the epicenter of the outbreak in the past few weeks, might have reached its peak as steps to contain the deadly virus continue. However, the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, saying this morning he's taking a wait-and-see approach to such reports.
I don't want to say that they've hit their peak yet, because sometimes places will come down for a little bit and then pop back up again. But I know Washington, California, kudos to the public health professionals out there who have flattened their curve, definitely.
It's election day in Wisconsin, and polling places are going to be open. Even though the state's under a stay-at-home order to slow the spread of the virus, the Wisconsin Supreme Court striking down Democratic Governor Tony Evers' order to move the election to June. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Democratic Georgia Congressman and civil rights legend John Lewis has announced he's endorsing Joe Biden for the White House. As Lewis said yesterday, it's his belief that the nation needs the former VP, quote, now more than ever before. And he called on young people in particular to, as Lewis put it, help elect a man of conscience. British officials say the UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been receiving oxygen treatment while in the intensive care unit of a hospital suffering from COVID-19. A cabinet minister telling the BBC this morning that Johnson is not on a ventilator and that he's been receiving the very best care. Major League Baseball officials are reportedly looking at starting the 2020 season exclusively in Arizona, playing games at spring training complexes. According to sources, the games would be played in the empty stadiums, no fans, so as to limit the exposure to coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
While some U.S. epicenters for the coronavirus outbreak, like New York, are seemingly seeing the curve start to flatten, Task Force Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says that the outbreak could still get worse over the next few weeks if people do not continue to practice social distancing.
At the daily White House coronavirus briefing, Dr. Birx continues to reiterate this is a highly transmittable virus, and she says Americans still need to take precautions.
Out of respect for every single healthcare worker, if you can consolidate, if you can send one person, the entire family doesn't need to go out on these occasions. This is a highly transmittable virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A federal judge is letting some abortions resume in the state of Oklahoma. A restraining order is to stay in effect now until at least April 20th, after Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt issued an order last month suspending all elective surgeries in the state because of the coronavirus pandemic, and that executive order covered abortions. A legendary James Bond girl has died, Honor Blackman, best known for her role in the 1964 James Bond film Goldfinger. Her family says she died peacefully of natural causes, surrounded by loved ones, on Monday. Blackman was 94. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.